At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a sh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name. Read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Haney. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com. That is my website. That's where you go to check out the information you need to know about getting a golf lesson from me at my studio in Paradise Valley, Arizona. And you can sign up for my free instructional videos that go out weekly. So if you're interested in getting better golf, that's how you do it. Go to HaneyUniversity.com. All right. Today's topic, the Farmers Insurance Open, the first elevated event on the PGA Tour. I guess the Tournament of Champions, that's not an elevated event. Well, yeah, that was a limited field, only like 39 players or something. I wonder if they got points for that tournament. Well, of course they got points for that tournament. Anyway, that's a stupid question. There's a cut there. No. Well, there isn't a cut there. Oh, anyway. Okay, well, we make up the rules as we go along on this official World Golf Rankings. Jon Rahm was going after his third consecutive victory, hoping to get finally to number one in the world, which is not going to happen now because he did not win. Struggled in the last round, struggled with his putter. That is the one part of Jon Rahm's game that is a little bit, you know, a suspect, I think. He's not a bad putter. He makes, you know, putts when he has to. I'd say he's a very, very good pressure putter. But I look at his putting and I think it's a little... You know, it needs to be a little bit better. It's not bad. I'm not saying it's bad. He's like 40th on tour. Last year, he's 28th. He's 28th to 40th, but he just seems to be a little inconsistent. I mean, like, I guess you could say that about so many of these top players. Not about Cam Smith, but about, you know, Rory, Justin Thomas. You know, that was one of the things with Tiger. I mean, you never looked at his game and thought, well, you know, he just needs to putt a little bit better. You know, and it's hard to sustain. I mean, you can sustain it with your ball striking. I mean, Rahm so far this year is third on the PGA Tour in ball striking. Last year he was 12th. Year before that he was first. Yeah, year before that he was third. So there's just consistency there. Just the putting a little bit, I think, and he was just a little off on Sunday. He loves Torrey Pines, but anyway, he didn't get his third in a row. It was Max Homa, and Max Homa is what they call an up and coming superstar. He's won six times on the PGA Tour. After he wins at Torrey Pines, Farmers Insurance, so he's won on great golf courses. Which, you know, you got to, I think that means something. I mean, I don't think it's all just, you know, the winning. It's winning. Where do you win? What kind of golf courses do you win on? I mean, that was one of the things that I always looked at with players. I mean, what courses do you win on? What fields do you beat? And this was a good field on the PGA Tour. Although, I mean, let's be realistic here because – what's happened is the fields are much weaker. I mean, winning on the PGA Tour now, and then, of course, all the players are going to say it's so hard to win on the PGA Tour. You know, that's the whole theme all the time. But it's gotten so much easier. I mean, I saw, you know, some statistic. I can't remember exactly what it said, but it talked about all the tournaments and what percentage of the tournaments were won in a 4 or 5 year period of time by golfers that now are on the LIV Tour, or maybe in the last couple of years that they won, whatever. I mean, you got victories out there. Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau, Patrick Reed, you know, Phil Mickelson. I mean, these are all players that have won tournaments. And, you know, obviously Cameron Smith and obviously Dustin Johnson. I mean, and these are guys that have won a lot of tournaments. So those are tournament victories in top 10 spots that are now available on the PGA Tour. See, this is the reason that none of the players that stayed will ever want any of those guys back from LIV is because they stayed put. And, you know, why did they stay put? Because somebody talked them into staying put. You know, things are going to get better. You're going to make this much money. And part of the spiel, and don't think this isn't the case, part of the spiel is all these guys that are leaving all this money. And that money is there for you to take. And that's pretty much what's happened. So they aren't ever going to want those guys back from LIV because it's weakened the field so much by them leaving. And now it becomes easier to win, and there's more money to be had for everybody that stayed. And then there's more money because they've elevated the purses on the PGA Tour. And, you know, everybody should be happy. You guys are over there, and you got your money, and we're over here and we're getting more money, and everybody should be happy. But of course it's not exactly that way. And then of course then you have the European Tour, which is stuck over there in no man's land. Now they're a feeder tour for the PGA Tour, and their purses are not great. They're not getting elevated by $200 million, I can tell you that. And they're, you know, just hanging on by a thread or whatever they're hanging on by. And then, of course, they just had their tournament in Dubai, which is a big tournament for them. There's a lot of money because, well, there you go. It's over there with, you know, oil money. And they're you know, playing over there. Rory wins. Rory beats Patrick Reed. You know, now if that tournament had been on TV, not in the middle of the night and not on the Golf Channel, that tournament would have gotten a lot of views because, of course, you had all the controversy with Rory. It was Patrick Reed who threw the tee, and Rory made a big deal. You know, if that would have been me and the roles would have been, so I probably would have been, you know, I'd be getting sued. I mean, and Patrick Reed tossed a tee on the ground to him, which was actually kind of funny because Reed went up. I don't know what Patrick Reed was thinking about. Patrick Reed goes up to Rory McIlroy on the practice tee, and he's going to shake hands with him. Now, obviously, Patrick Reed is not very well liked. He must not be able to read the room very good. He's not very well liked to begin with. Like, nobody's, like, upset that Patrick Reed left the PGA Tour. Trust me on that part. They didn't like him to begin with. Okay? Just the fact. Okay? That's why his nickname is Table for One. You know, I mean, that's when your nickname's Table for One, you're probably not the most popular guy. So Patrick Reed goes up to Rory McIlroy. He says they've always had a good relationship. I mean, which I don't know what that means. Maybe that meant they talk to one another when they're on the practice tee or whatever. So he goes up to and he shakes hands with the caddy, Diamond, whatever his first name is. I don't know. But anyway, he's Rory's caddy and Rory's buddy. He shakes hands and Rory's looking at his track, man. He's bent down on the ground, bent over on his knees, and he's looking at his track, man. And he doesn't even acknowledge, he knows that's Patrick Reed, doesn't even acknowledge that that's him, doesn't say hello, doesn't do anything. I don't, you know, what did you think his reaction was going to be? I mean, Rory is rah-rah PGA Tour. He's the, you know, guy carrying the mantle for the PGA Tour. He's total anti-LIV, and, you know, that's his deal. You know, he's the, you know, the now the spokesman for golf that way. And by the way, Rory's making so much money. It's really got paid a big appearance fee over in Dubai. Come to think about it, I mean, he didn't play at the Century Tournament of Champions, and then he didn't play at the Torrey Pines at the Farmers Insurance. I thought the rule was you could get one release for one release out of one elevated event. Well, maybe the Tournament of Champions doesn't count for that. Anyway, they seem to make these rules up as they go along. I'm sure there's some part of that rule I don't know, but it's just weird. They've got all the elevated events. You're allowed to miss one of them, and here he is. He's already missed one. And at the Tournament of Champions, now I missed another one at Dubai, and he got the release to play at Dubai, and he goes there for the big appearance fee, wins the tournament, beats Patrick Reed, birdies the last two holes, beats Patrick Reed by a shot after all the flip the tee thing at him. Patrick Reed flipped the tee at him when he was leaving the four aces tee from the LIV Tour, flips it down the ground. And the media turns it into threw a tee at him like he just wound up and hurled a tee at him like he's going to get severely hurt by a tee or something. But he didn't throw it. He flipped it to him. There's kind of a little jab, a little joke. I don't know. So it was kind of funny, actually. But what did Patrick Reed think was going to happen? I mean, Rory can't stand him. Rory can't stand any of those LIV guys. And he ain't going to talk to him. He ain't going to say hello. He ain't going to do anything. And, you know, it's his choice. I thought it was pretty good, you know. Actually, I kind of liked it. Kind of liked this. I kind of liked that stuff last year with Brooks Koepka, or year before with Koepka, and Bryson DeChambeau. I kind of liked that. I mean, I a little confrontation. I don't think that's too bad. Get things going a little bit. It would have been the most watched tournament for sure this year, not even close, if it was on not in the middle of the night over there from Dubai and not on the Golf Channel. When you got coming down the stretch and Patrick Reed and Rory are tied, of course, there was another rules deal over there with Patrick Reed and the ball stuck up in the tree, too. But anyway, I was talking about the Farmers Insurance Open, but I got off onto Rory because Rory's now, you know, he's number one. Rom didn't catch him at the Farmers Insurance. Rory wins at Dubai, you know, cements his number one there, and rightfully so. He has been, you know, phenomenal. His last seven starts, a win, tied for second, fourth, tied for fourth, win, fourth, win. You know, compared to Rahm's last seven starts, win. This is Rom, tied for fourth, win, tied for eighth, win, win, tied for seventh. Okay, so Rom's won four of his last seven. Rory's won three. You can debate which one should be number one. The World Golf Rankings are all screwed up. We all know that. But those for sure are 1-2 right now. There's no doubt about that.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know where Max Homa is in the picture. I don't even pay attention to the World Golf Rankings anymore. Because I just hear people talk about it once in a while, about how screwed up it is. I don't even look anymore. I used to look. Every week I would look. Every week I would keep track. Every week I would want to see where the world rankings were. Now I don't pay any attention to it at all because it's a totally ridiculous list. Makes no sense at all. The system they're using is ridiculous in my mind because whatever system they have doesn't seem like a system. And whatever system they have that doesn't include LIV players and has Dustin Johnson ranked 49th in the world or wherever he is, and Cam Smith wherever he is, and, you know, and he'll be dropping soon because he won't be getting any points. Any list, any system that has that to me is not even a list. So it's just totally irrelevant now. But one thing that is for sure that Rory will be staying up there at the top because he wins over there in Dubai. But the Max Homa, sixth win on the tour. You know, of course, he wins, and it's just every time somebody wins, every time somebody does anything, it's just we talk about the floodgates. And the floodgates, you know, I mean, I have to admit, I'm an anti-floodgate theory guy. And just because I hear it so much, it doesn't mean I don't think it doesn't happen. Obviously, if somebody wins and they get over a hump and it's easier for them to get over the next hump, I get it. You know, there's no doubt about that. The rich get richer. I always say you get more experience. You win these tournaments. You learn how to do it. You learn how to handle the situation. You learn how to handle different situations. I get it. I'm 100% set on that. I just don't think it applies to every single person. I mean, they're talking about, you know, Sam Ryder, and I'm going to get into that a little bit here too. But they're talking about Sam Ryder, and he's you know, and now he's got the, you know, he'll take the momentum from this and this, you know, all this stuff. And I mean, it's just they just carry it too far. But Max Homa wins, and Jim Nance immediately, you know, says that, you know, here's a guy who could be, you know, a U.S. Open favorite, which he's going to be for sure because he does great in California. For some reason, he wins in California. I was reading where, you know, he set the course record or something. I don't know, 61 or something like it at L.A. Country Club, which is where they're having the U.S. Open. So he, you know, I mean, it will be one of the favorites. Max Homa is a really, really good ball striker. He has a great golf swing. I mean, I really like his. And it's interesting because I saw somebody put up on Twitter a picture side by side of what his swing used to look like. His left arm was way across his chest. The club shaft was real upright. Now his left arm is up. The club is right on plane. His golf swing is beautiful. One of the best swings on tour. There's no two ways about that. His statistics are trending in a direction that, you know, makes you think, you know, he's going to be a consistent great player on the PGA Tour. Is it going to, you know, but if you look at it, okay, you know, tee to green, last year he was 24th, and the year before he was 69th. But last year he was 27th in putting. So 24th tee to green, 27th in putting, and you're gonna make a bunch of money, and you're going to put yourself in position to win tournaments. And Max Homa clearly has what it takes to win. Now I'll look at that and I'll say, well, with a golf swing like that, because I really like his golf swing, with a golf swing like that, you're less likely to break down under pressure. Now, I'm not saying that there's not something inside of Max Homa that also makes handling pressure better. But, I mean, I'm watching this Samuel Ryder guy on, you know, Saturday because they finished on Saturday at the Torrey Pines, the Farmers Insurance, and I'm not thinking for a second that this guy is going to finish this off. I'm just not. I'm not thinking that. And I'm also looking at his statistics, and I'm saying, okay, tee to green this year so far, he's 92nd, 179th off the tee. He's 133rd last year, tee to green, 142nd off the tee. The year before, he's 142nd, tee to green, 118th off the tee. And I'm looking at that, I'm thinking, you know, he ain't going to finish this thing off. You know, it's a U.S. Open golf course. This isn't where it's happening. I mean, they're interviewing his mother. They're doing all this stuff. You know, maybe he will win someday on the PGA Tour. Most likely he won't. But, you know, it's probably not happening. Now, Homa's a different story. You know, I thought when I'm watching that tournament, I thought, you know, Max Homa's going to win this golf tournament. I mean, I bet on that, right? Or, you know, I'm watching, you know, I go on the MGM app. I wait till the back nine. I kind of analyze the tournament a little bit. And I'm not going to get the best odds doing it that way for sure. You know, you pick the tournament winner before the tournament starts, you're going to get the best odds. But it's a little hard to pick, but boy, it's not hard to pick when you get to Sunday. I mean, most of the time, it isn't hard to. Now, I would have lost because I'd have bet on Colin Morikawa at the Century Tournament Champions. But I looked at that board. You could see Rahm wasn't doing it. Rahm's not going to win with a double bogey on the front nine. That's not going to happen. And then you look down the list, and it wasn't happening for Sam Ryder for sure. It was going to be Homa. He'll hit the shots. And he does hit the shots. I mean, standing up there in 18, all he needs to do is make a par. And he's out there in the middle of the fairway. And rather than laying up, I mean, he just fires a wood or five wood or whatever right at the pin. I mean, fires that shot right at the pin, no problem. You know, right there at the back of the green, just a heck of a shot. So, I mean, he's for real. There's no two ways about it. But Sunday, his ball striking, he gained 4.7 strokes on the field on Sunday with the ball striking. He gained 3.4 strokes on the field with the putter. He was first tee to green. Now, you go on a U.S. Open golf course, which, you know, Torrey Pines South, the U.S. Open golf course, they've hosted U.S. Opens. That's where Tiger won in 2008. Okay, John Ron won there too. Okay, so, that, you know, ball strikers win there. Good ball strikers win. You finish first tee to green. You finish ninth in putting. You know, you're gonna win. That's probably what's going to happen. Now, Samuel Ryder, I mean, he had a bad ball striking day on Sunday, lost 1.5 shots to the field. So he got out ball struck by 6.2 shots on Sunday to Max Homa. That's a lot. And he got out-putted. You know, out-putted by 3. Homa makes up 5 shots, but when you look at Sunday, the difference, I mean, Homa gained like 9 shots on Ryder on Sunday. And that's how quick it can turn around. You know, I mean, I think one thing we see now is that when you have these guys that even guys with experience, like Colin Morikawa, I mean, it's like, you know, there's no lead that's too safe. There's no lead that's too safe. And that's kind of the theme on the PGA Tour. But this last week, the normal thing you usually see on the PGA Tour is when players win their top 10 ball striking, top 10 putting, It hadn't happened actually for a couple of weeks, which kind of made it, because it's about 80% of the time. If you look at the statistics, about 80% of the time. So you knew, or I knew, or I felt like it was pretty good odds that it was going to happen this week. And it did with Homa. And he had the good putting, the good ball striking. And now he's one of the U.S. Open favorites. I mean, he's a for real. There's no two ways about it. I mean, I like that guy's game. I like his golf swing. I love where he gets the golf club. He's got a great demeanor. He's got a great attitude. He talks about how he just it's not about money. I love when they say that. It's not about money. It's just about winning. He's 32 years old. So he's mature. There ain't anybody that says it's not about money that doesn't have any money, though. You ever notice that? I mean, I kind of notice that. These guys make so much money, and then they say it's not about the money. Maybe. I don't know. I never heard anybody that doesn't have any money say it's not about the money. You know, I mean, the first thing they try to do when they get on tour is they want to stay on tour, you know, and to stay on tour, you gotta play well and you have to make the money because they want to be on the PGA Tour. You know, that's the thing. And I don't get it when they say that, but that's what they say. I guess what I take out of that is it means that if you got a chance to win on Sunday, you're not laying up to protect a paycheck. You're going for it. You're going for it. You're going for that win, which I do like that. There's no doubt about that. Of course, if you don't win, you're going to make a bunch of money. And if you do win, you're going to make a bunch of money. And yeah, there's a big difference between second and third, but it's not like you're going from second to last. Also, you know, if you were going from second to last, then it might be a different story. You know, guys would say, hey, I don't want to go from second to last. I'm going to lay up. But if you're going from second, if you lay up to 10th, if you don't lay up, or sixth or fifth, if you don't lay up, which is kind of more realistic, you know, the worst case scenario, you're still going to make, you know, whatever you're making, $100,000, $150,000, it's like you're not having a bad day. But then again, it isn't about the money. But it is about the money to some extent. Always is about the money. Max Homa is going to make a lot of money. There's not as much competition on the PGA Tour. Players like him fill the void. And he has won his sixth win on the PGA Tour. And I'm sure it won't be the last. If you look and you say, who's the best player that hasn't won a major? Well, you look on that list and you probably, in my mind, you know, if you go down the world golf rankings, you'd come to Patrick Cantlay. You go to Xander Schauffele. You would go to, you know, I mean, we've got Will Zalatoris is next, although, you know, he's won one golf tournament. So I'd have to put Max Homa in that category. I'd probably go Cantlay, Homa, and Schauffele. And I just put Homa ahead of Schauffele just because of what he's done more recently. Because you can't go with, you know, like, best player to not win a major, Ricky Fowler. I mean, he hasn't, you know, although he's kind of making a little comeback, but he hasn't played good in so long that you can't put him on that list. So Homa is for sure one of the guys on the list. He's going to be one of the favorites at these majors because he's shown he can do it, and he showed he can do it again. He does it on good golf courses. So that's a big thing. All right, that's all I got for today. If you haven't got your Voodoo Pain Relief Cream, go to voodoopainrelief.com and get your free 2-week supply. If you've got the arthritis pain, it will definitely help you. It is the best product on the market by far. All right. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Make sure you hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app so you get your podcast every day. And we'll talk to you soon on the Hank Any Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.